Thank you to our supporters. The approximate length of this recording is 8.5 minutes.
Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, it's the time of year when things normally wind down as people look forward to the holidays. But I know that our amazing fundraisers are busier than ever and never stop in their support of our work, whatever the time of year. As the following stories illustrate, their energy and spirit are tireless, whether they're walking 1,000 miles like Karen Snape, climbing Mont Blanc like Lucy Hobson, or taking on a series of 10K runs like Louise Jenkins. It's marvellous to hear about all the ways you're raising money to help us support people with sight loss to live actively, independently, and well. As always, thank you so much for your support. I wish you all a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. Deborah Bourne, Director of Fundraising. Lucy Hobson climbed Mont Blanc on the France-Italy border in August and raised nearly £2,800. Lucy is partnered with guide dog Jenny, and while she wasn't with Lucy for this climbing adventure, the Black Labrador helped by accompanying Lucy on her Peak District training sessions. Lucy, from Manchester, also raised money for guide dogs by climbing Mount Kilimanjaro last year and said on her Just Giving page, "This is why I take on challenges, to raise as much money as possible so more people get to feel the way I do when I'm with Jenny." Included here is a photograph of Lucy Hobson on top of Mont Blanc holding a guide dog's t-shirt. The inaugural Bilth Wells Tractor Run, an event where a large number of farming vehicle owners drive along an agreed route in mid Wales, raised £700 for Guide Dogs Cymru, with nearly 50 tractors old and new taking part. It was organised by Nigel Gethin, whose wife Heather is the proud owner of Guide Dog Farley. Nigel led the run in his Z-Tour, while Golden Retriever Farley enjoyed plenty of cuddles at a fun day for children. Included here is a photograph of vintage tractors driving up a hill on the tractor run. Ian West from Nottingham took on an epic local challenge over the summer, raising £487 for 3 charities. Ian walked for 11 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 4 weeks around Vernon Park, Bulwell Hall Park, Titchfield Park and Bestwood Country Park to raise money for guide dogs, as his brother has macular degeneration, and 2 other good causes. Ian said he wanted to do something different and to keep it in Nottingham, having previously walked to every UK Premier League football club and around the entire coast of Britain for charity. Included here is a photograph of Ian West at the entrance to Bulwell Hill Park. Mersda Oak proved you're never too old to fundraise for guide dogs when she celebrated her 100th birthday by welcoming donations in lieu of gifts. Generous partygoers donated an amazing £540, which Mersda, from Northern Ireland, kindly doubled, donating a grand total of £1,080. Mersda, who was initially a volunteer driver for guide dogs before beginning to fundraise in her local Lisbon area, says she would encourage anyone who is having a big birthday to think of guide dogs. Included here is a photograph of Mersda Oak in her garden, presenting a cheque to Jo Toner and her guide dog Ember, a yellow golden retriever Labrador cross. Runner Louise Jenkins raised more than £1,200 after being paired with new guide dog Sean by completing 5 challenging South Wales 10K events. Louise, a housing officer from Lampeter in West Wales, said, "When I was without a guide dog, I found it a struggle to get out and about independently. I even lost the confidence to go running. It's so different now I have Sean. She certainly is my life changer." Included here is a photograph of Louise Jenkins with her yellow Labrador guide dog Sean. Andrew Ellicker-Reeve from Beeford in the East Riding of Yorkshire had raised £3,280 of his £10,000 target when this edition of Forward went to press. As a former biker himself, Andrew set himself the challenge of riding Pillion on as many motorbikes as possible in one day, appealing to local bikers to help. Andrew wants to raise money for guide dogs after being left with sight loss from complications following surgery, and has already named a guide dog puppy Sky. He hopes to show people that being blind is not the end of life, but the start of something new and exciting. The Airedale and Wharfedale fundraising group in Yorkshire had a busy summer, attending a wide variety of events and raising more than £5,000. They attended carnivals, organised collections at supermarkets, garden centres and Leeds Bradford Airport, took part in car boot sales, visited schools and gave talks to various organisations. They even accepted an invitation from Ilkley Art Club to take along two retired guide dogs, Spencer and Ben, to have their portraits painted, for which they were paid generous modelling fees. Included here is a photograph of members of the Airedale and Wharfedale group at a fundraising event. Puppy raiser Karen Snape raised £25,000 by walking 1,000 miles dressed as a Labrador. Karen took 8 weeks to walk from John O'Groats in northern Scotland to Land's End in Cornwall, with detours for visits, including Guide Dogs National Centre in Warwickshire. Karen, from Warrington, Cheshire, celebrated her 66th birthday on the road and averaged 15 to 18 miles a day. Karen, who will name 10 guide dog puppies with her donation, said, "My grandson is visually impaired and I have some close friends who have guide dogs, so I wanted to give something back." Included here is a photograph of Karen Snape next to the iconic Land's End signpost. One of the fingers reads, "Guide Dogs, June 12th, WI Rocks." Fosterers Graham and Anne Hinchy reflected on an incredible year as Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress of Cardiff, raising £85,000 for Guide Dogs Cymru. They thanked staff and volunteers for their support at a cheque presentation at the Mansion House. This year, Wrexham Mayor Andy Williams, a full-time firefighter, and Caerphilly Mayor Mike Adams have also named Guide Dogs Cymru as Charity of the Year, continuing the trend. Included here is a photograph of Mayor Andy Williams dressed in his firefighter's personal protective equipment uniform with a yellow Labrador guide dog puppy. Scott Cunningham raised more than £1,300 by running the 56-mile Glasgow to Edinburgh Ultra Marathon on the 7th of October. The date was significant as it was 30 years to the day that Scott lost his sight, and he was the first person with sight loss to take on the Ultra Marathon. Scott, who was guided by his friend David, said, "Every penny went to the charity who gave me my life back, from my first guide dog Ike back in 1995 to my current guide dog Lincoln." Scott, from Larkhall in Lanarkshire, also ran in memory of his late friend Jim Kirky Kirk, who inspired him to take up running 7 years ago. Included here is a photograph of Scott Cunningham with his yellow Labrador guide dog Lincoln outside Edinburgh Castle. Caroline McGrath, coordinator for the Banbridge and Newry fundraising group in Northern Ireland, took on Ireland's tallest mountain, Carrantool, in County Kerry in July, and the Mourne Seven Summits in September, raising £500. Caroline took on the intrepid challenges with the help of female-led hiking tour company Wild Mountain NI. Included here is a photograph of Northern Ireland fundraising manager Gary Wilson presenting a volunteer award certificate to Caroline McGrath.